So in yesterday's lesson, we met our main character, who we're calling Michael, and his younger brother, Jordan. Now, Michael usually takes care of Jordan because Jordan is kind of small and he gets sick easily.
但是重点是呢, 他们其实兄弟之情很浓厚, they loved each other and went everywhere together.
Right. And one day there was a drawing contest at their school.
然后呢，其实呢， Michael 想要去参加比赛， 但是他又画不好， 所以请Jordan帮他画。 到底Jordan画了什么呢？ He drew a beautiful tiger.
And we think his drawing is great, but will it be good enough to win first prize in the contest?
这个我们就不知道了。不过回想一下， the first prize, 到底第一名的奖品是多少钱呢？ $1,000, 是1000块钱哦。 到底会不会赢得今天的这个1000块钱呢？ 我们来看看故事的发展。
Being the bigger man. Reading A.
The next day, Jordan was very sick, so I went to the contest by myself. The drawing won second place, and I got 500 NT dollars. I spent all the money on the game. Then I hid it in my coat. At home, Jordan was in bed. He smiled and asked, "Did we win?" "No," I lied.
So, on the day of the contest, Jordan gets very sick. But Michael decides that they should put the picture in the contest anyways. So, he goes to the contest by himself. Now, when you do something by yourself, that just means that you do it alone.
所以到底是发生什么事情呢? 因为隔天要参加比赛的时候, 弟弟啊, Jordan was very sick. 那么生病得蛮严重的, 但是哥哥Michael还是决定一定要去参加比赛。 那么这个时候没有弟弟的陪伴, 如果没有别人的陪伴, 独自做一件事情, 在英文当中, 这个片语叫做 by oneself. By oneself. 特别小心，因为oneself是个反身代名词， 所以我自己一个人 by myself， 他自己一个人 by himself， by herself， 而你自己一个人 by yourself。
So Jordan's tiger didn't win first prize. That means it wasn't the best, but it did win second place, which means second best.
好，那么在这边我们就看到一个重点了。你看到一个字叫做place， place本来不是地方的意思吗？ 在这里是什么意思呢？ 其实在这里它有顺序跟名次的意思， 所以我们说的第一名 first place， 第二名 second place， 而第三名当然就叫做 third place。 那么因为这个名次是一个顺序， 所以第一、第二、第三都要用序数， first， second， third。 不过另外值得一提的是， 当你在用place作为名词的时候， 前面的这个定冠词the， the 可以有， 也可以没有。 所以第二名你可以说the second place， 或者是second place就可以了。 不过第二名到底多少钱呢？ 第二名没有1000块， 只有500块， only $500。
But that's still pretty good. So Michael decided to spend the money on the video game he wanted. Now, when you spend money, that just means you use money to buy something.
这个字其实很重要，我们这个时候一定要把它学得非常好。我们先从头开始说，这个人当主词，花钱或花时间呢，动词就用的是spend. 特别小心它的三态，spend, spent, spent, spend, spend. 还有一个重点就是这个字它的用法。 人花钱或花时间做某一件事情 doing something， 或者是在某一件事情上头 on something。 举个例子来说， 我花了3个小时逛街买东西， I spent 3 hours shopping， 但是我花了2000块钱买这条裙子， I spent $2,000 on the skirt。
But Michael did something bad with the video game. He hid it in his coat. Now, when you hide something, that means you put it somewhere where other people can't see it.
所以说哦 ,Michael 并没有让 Jordan 知道他居然已经赢得了第二名耶。而且重点是他把这500块拿去买游戏之后呢还把这个游戏藏在外套里头。英文当中这个藏叫做 hide。它的三态是 hide, hid, hidden。hide, hid, hidden。那么回家之后 ,Jordan 在哪里呢 ?Jordan was in bed.
Right, Jordan was lying in bed.So we say he was in bed. That doesn't really mean he was inside the bed. It just means he was lying on the bed. Maybe he was sleeping or maybe he was awake.
欸、所以其实我觉得蛮特别的。我们说躺在床上或者是躺在床上睡觉。这个床啊照理来说我们的认知好像有个定冠词可其实没有。不管你是躺在床上还是躺在床上睡着了这个时候都是用 in bed。In bed. 可是哦 Clayton, 我可不可以说有个东西在床上我可不可以说比如说 the book is on the bed, 可以这样讲吗
Yeah, you can say the book is on the bed.
所以要特别小心哦如果是人躺着或睡觉都用 in bed 就可以了。那么弟弟就问了 did we win?
Yeah, he asked, did we win the contest? But what does Michael say? He says no, which means that he lied.Now, when you lie, that means you say something that is not true.
所以这个时候 Michael 居然对 Jordan 说谎了。这个说谎英文叫做 lie。它的三态是 lie, lied, lied。而对某人说谎是 lie to somebody。所以我也可以说 Michael lied to his brother Jordan.
Right. Okay, we'll find out what happens in the last part of the story, but first we need to take a break.
Being the bigger man. Reading B.
Months later, I helped clean Jordan's room. There was a school newspaper under his bed. It had a picture of his drawing in it. I felt bad. Why didn't you say anything? I asked. You always help me. For once.I wanted to be the bigger man. I knew Jordan was the greatest brother in the world.
So, this part of our story starts with months later. Now, later just means in the future. So, if it says months later, that means a few months in the future.
其实 later 这个字呢就是在之后的意思不过它多半都会搭配一个时间出现所以好几个月之后叫做 months later 当然我们可以举一反二啊好几个礼拜之后 weeks later weeks later 总之呢时间加上 later 就是经过多久的时间之后好几个月之后呢有一件事情发生了当时 Michael 在帮 Jordan 打扫房间
He finds a school newspaper. Now, a newspaper is something that you can read to see the news. And if it's a school newspaper, that means it's a newspaper made by the students at your school.
好啦 newspaper 我们大家都知道是所谓的新闻报纸。这个报纸叫 newspaper, 可是 school newspaper 是什么呢其实就是所谓的校刊啦。好那这个校刊怎么样呢嗯因为 Michael 在帮 Jordan 打扫房间的时候发现床底下居然有一个校刊那么状况如何呢我们先回过头看一下这句话 There was a school newspaper under his bed 第一个重点是 there 加上 be 动词某个地方有什么什么东西 there 加 be 动词但是要特别小心这个 be 动词呢是跟着后面的名词做变化如果是单数当然 be 动词用单数如果这个名词是复数这个 be 动词就会用复数我们在这句话看到的是校刊 a school newspaper 它是单数而且又是过去式所以这个动词用的是 was 不过还有一个介系词叫做 under 那 under 是在什么什么之下的意思吧
Right. And what was important about this newspaper? Well, it's that there was a picture of the tiger that Jordan drew in the newspaper. So Michael knows that, Jordan knows that his picture won in the contest.
了解，所以这个校刊透露出一个什么秘密呢？原来 Jordan 早就知道他画的那幅画呢有赢得奖项，只是没有拆穿 Michael 的谎言罢了。不过哦，其实提到刚才那些话当中有一个介系词叫做 under， 我觉得还是提一下比较好。Under his bed 是在他的床底下，不过你说这个 under 是在什么什么之下，那我想问问看 Clayton， 那在什么什么之上英文要怎么说呢
？On。
用 on 的话呢，就在什么什么之上。好，那我们可以举个例子。我的手呢在桌上 ，My hand is on the table。
Right。
可是，如果我把手拿高了，
oh.
那这个时候 ，How can I say my hand is
above the table？
要特别小心哦。我们说在什么什么之上，其实有两个介系词。如果是贴着东西的表面 ，on the table。如果是在这个桌面某个高度之上的话，这个介系词用的是。Above, my hand is above the table. 那么 under 就是在某个高度之下。像有时候啊，飞机可能在云层的上面或者是下面。我们可以说 the airplane is above the clouds， 是在云层之上。或者有时候飞得比较低 ，the airplane is under the clouds.
Right. So getting back to our story, Michael feels bad.Well, when you feel bad, that means you feel guilty. He feels guilty because he didn't tell Jordan that his picture won the contest.
所以其实哦 ，Michael 这个时候就觉得心情有一点不太好。他觉得呢，好像有一点罪恶感。I felt bad. 而且重点是他是问弟弟 ，Why didn't you say anything? 你之前既然知道这样的事情，为什么什么都不说呢
？Right. He asks Jordan.Why didn't you say anything if you knew that I was lying? Now, Jordan's answer is pretty interesting. He says, you always help me. And then he says, for once, I wanted to be the bigger man. Now, for once, when you say for once, that means just one time, I want this.
Just one time 字面上的意思就是就这一次可是其实 for once 多半是说之前的状况从来没有发生但是这一次它要发生了就是这一次之前我从来没想过但是 for once 就这一次呢终于 I wanted to be the bigger man The bigger man does that mean brother?
Well it doesn't mean bigger in size But it means more grown upSo, if you are more grown up, that means you are more responsible.
好，所以这里的 the bigger man 字面上的意思是比较大的人。什么叫比较大的人呢？其实他有成熟、长大、对事情负责的意思。所以 Jordan 这个时候对 Michael 说：“你之前总是帮忙我啊，但是这一次我终于想要成熟一点，我想要长大，我想要帮你。”
Right. So even though.Michael didn't do the right thing. Jordan wants to do the right thing. And he still loves his brother.
没错，而且 Jordan 是 Michael 他最心爱的弟弟。好，我们先休息一下，待会紧接的是 Word Power。
Word Power!
Alright, here we go with Word Power.
接下来是我们 word power 的时间，照例我们会有四组重要的字词片语。
First word, by oneself, by oneself.
By oneself 是片语，靠自己做到，独立完成，而没有别人帮忙哦。有时候我们会说是 on one's own, on one's own.、
He is only 10, but he can cook by himself.
实在是太厉害了，他才十岁，但是他会自己做饭呢。
Wow. Next word, spend. Spend.
Spend 是动词，人花钱或花时间都用 spend。小心三态哦 ，spend, spent, spend.
My brother always spends too much time playing video games.
我弟弟总是花太多时间在打电动。That's not good.
No. Lie. Lie.
Lie 当动词就是说谎，而名词就有谎言的意思咯。它的三态是 lie, lied, lied.
Jolene is very honest. She never lies.
Jolene 十分诚实，她从来都不说谎哦。
Later. Later.
Later 是副词，某个时间之后。
Sarah is not home. She will come back 1 hour later.
Sarah 现在不在家，但是她一个小时之后就会回来了。
All right, everybody. That's it for Word Power, but stay with us.
Being the bigger man.
The next day, Jordan was very sick, so I went to the contest by myself. The drawing won second place, and I got 500 NT dollars. I spent all the money on the game. Then I hid it in my coat. At home, Jordan was in bed. He smiled and asked, "Did we win?" No, I lied. Months later, I helped clean Jordan's room. There was a school newspaper under his bed. It had a picture of his drawing in it. I felt bad. "Why didn't you say anything?" I asked. "You always help me." For once, I wanted to be the bigger man. I knew Jordan was the greatest brother in the world.
Review time!
For review time, we have a fun game. It's a crossword puzzle. So, we'll give you some clues, and then you put the right words in the spaces.
好，接下来在 review time 当中，我们有单字拼图的游戏，我们有三题。第一题呢是横的，其他两题是直的。我们现在来做做看吧。
All right, number one, sometime after.
横的是 sometime after, 某一段时间之后。那么文章当中提到某一段时间之后，用的是 later.
Right. Okay, now for the down questions.The first one, not to say true things.
Not to say true things. 没有说实话，那么言下之意就是说谎咯。That's lie.
Right. The next one, use money to buy things.
Use money to buy things. 用钱来买东西，那就是人花钱咯。人花钱用的是这个动词 spend.
Right.We could also say spend time to do things, right?
So you can say use time to do something, 用时间来做某一件事情，同样也是 spend.
All right, I hope you did well. Stay with us. There's more coming up.
Living phrases.
See this new shirt?I lost 2 kilos and now I can wear it.
Wow, you really lost weight for once. How did you do it?
I went swimming every day this month.
For once, you really exercised.
Yeah, and for once, I really enjoyed swimming.
Really? I thought you hated swimming.
I used to, but the pool near here is new and clean and tickets are cheap.
Sounds great. For once, there's a good place to exercise near here.
And my swimming coach is very pretty.
Then I'll go with you tomorrow. For once, I can swim with a pretty girl.
Just for fun. today's animal idiom is about where dogs live. And dogs often live in a doghouse. So a doghouse is just a little house. Maybe you will have it outside in the yard. And it's a place where your dog can live. Maybe its water is there, its food is there. So this is the doghouse. But Angie, what is our idiom about the doghouse?
Our idiom today is in the doghouse. Doghouses are perfect for dogs. Dogs are happy to live in doghouses. But I think people might not be so happy living in doghouses.
Right. So if someone is in the doghouse, that means they did something bad and now they're getting punished. When you're punished, that means someone tries to teach you a lesson by having you do something bad.
Right. So I'm thinking of someone who did something bad and he's sitting in the doghouse with his dog, and his dog's so happy, but he's not very happy.
Right. So here is the example sentence. Jason is in the doghouse. His wife is angry at him.
Gosh, Clayton, I wonder what he did to get in the doghouse.
Well, maybe he came home late. And his wife said, "Why are you home so late? You should have come home earlier."
That would be a good reason.
Yeah. So if you're in the doghouse, that means you did something to make somebody unhappy. And now, you're in trouble.
Hey, Clayton, have you ever been in the doghouse?
Oh, yes, I have. You know, on Valentine's Day, guys are supposed to give a nice gift to their girlfriends. But on Valentine's Day, I met my girlfriend and I didn't bring her anything. And I didn't take her to a nice restaurant. So she was very angry. And after that, I was in the doghouse.
Oh, Clayton, that's bad. Well, maybe next Valentine's Day, you'll remember.
Right. I'll think, I don't want to be in the doghouse again. Okay, everybody, that's it for our animal idioms, but don't go away.